Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Rosh. He's the founder and CEO of Sell the Trend, which is actually a platform where they specialize on helping you find those trendy products that are really going viral. And not only that, but actually helping you build the whole ecosystem around this product so you can successfully launch and basically scale your business when it comes to e-commerce. So, Rosh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know today we're going to be talking many interesting things, specifically how to find those trendy products, which I think is the Pandora box that every single entrepreneur in the commerce space want to figure out. So welcome. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your podcast. And I'm, you know, looking forward to sharing whatever knowledge I have really look forward to it.
I'm sure it's going to be a ton. So I'm looking forward to this episode. So let's start first with you, Rosh. You have a lot of experience when it comes to e-commerce. So tell us a little bit about what made you, specialize when it comes to finding trendy products and how everything led to basically found your company, Sell the Trend. Yeah,
sure. Absolutely. So I've always been a producer of sorts, creating, whether it's, in my previous career as a musician and as an entrepreneur and creating applications for various companies. Finally, when I decided to kind of build my own company, I was always interested in e-commerce, right? I always had a passion for e-commerce, always had a passion for, like I said, building platforms. And when I started to think of what kind of platform can I build, having something, building a product discovery tool for e-commerce seemed like the best idea. And the reason I thought that it would be the best idea, because when I started Sell the Trend around 2019, I kind of looked at the field of product discovery tools that were happening at the time, and everything was very, lackluster, right? It seemed like everything was very kind of basic and very one-dimensional. So when I decided to kind of get into this field, I wanted to build something truly revolutionary, something really strong, something that is really going to get our audience and people who sign up to the platform something worthwhile to use. And that's really where Sell the Trend started in 2019, finding the winning products and finding those products that are going to really allow you to make some serious revenue in the marketplace. And that's kind of really the beginning. And since then, kind of you touched on that a little bit. Since 2019, we've continuously kept building up the platform based on user demand and our customer demand. And my vision for Sell the Trend was always to kind of build it into like an all-in-one, a really true all-in-one application, right? Not just like an all-in-one where you still need maybe a Shopify, you still need some other tools, maybe a review application to load reviews. Really wanted to build an all-in-one application. And right now that's exactly what Sell the Trend is. You can build your entire business with Sell the Trend. You don't really need any other tools.
Awesome. Yeah, I think, and at the same time, you're building something that I always believe is the backbone of any e-commerce business, because we always, especially when you go to events and all of that, people try to focus so much on the marketing side and the launch strategy and everything, but they miss what is actually the thing that's going to secure the success of your brand, which is the product, right? You might have the best marketer towards your by your side, best software and everything, but if you don't have the foundation, which is a product, like it's tough to really fix a dead product to some extent. So that's why finding trendy product is so important. And that's why I'm so keen to basically use this initial point to divert towards my first question, which I'm sure a lot of people watching and listening this episode might be wondering, which is what makes a product trendy, right? Because I guess sometimes it's tough to identify those elements that might allow you to catch the trend before it goes viral and it's too late. Like, let's say the fidget spinner, whoever managed to catch that before it went viral, they made millions of dollars, right? Before it became super saturated. So what are some of the techniques or maybe a strategy you would advise that are key to identify those products early on? Yeah.
Sure. So I agree with you 100%. Winning products really are the foundation of any dropshipping business, right? It's the foundation of foundation actually of a lot of e-commerce businesses, whether you're doing dropshipping or even if you're doing, you're creating your own, let's say,
product level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because without that product that brings people's attention, it's hard to kind of get them excited to buy from you, especially if they don't maybe know you, they're not familiar with your business. Having that lure, I always like to call it like a lure, to bring people into your business, right? So that's why I really like to kind of, when we're teaching in our courses and when we're talking to our customers, we always want to say to them, finding winning products is the lure. That's how you're going to bring people in. But after that, you really need to build up a business around it, like a core other product, complementary products, right? So finding a winning product, like I said, we've kind of built our entire name initially on finding those winning products before anyone else. And just as important as finding winning products, like it's right now, you can go to Sell the Trend, you can log into Sell the Trend, and we kind of show you winning products in over 80 plus niches, right? So it's really super, super simple to find a winning product using Sell the Trend. But if you are, for example, not using a tool like Sell the Trend, you're not using Sell the Trend, it's also important to know kind of what are the hallmarks of a winning product. Like, exactly. It's also important to be able to identify what a winning product is. So the number one thing that I recommend is don't use your brain. Don't use your heart when you're trying to identify a product, because sometimes our heart might pull us in a certain direction, make us think like, oh, this product is really cool. I think people are gonna like it, right? But I mean, sometimes you can think a product is really cool, but unless you really know some of these things that I'm going to talk about right now, you really need to vet that product. So again, with a platform like Sell the Trend, you don't have to do all that work. But if you are going to do that work, it's important to know that when you're looking at a product, you need to make sure that it has like a wow factor, right? And I'm sure you've heard a lot of people say that. What is a wow factor, right? It's literally a product that is just going to stop you dead in your tracks and make you in your brain go like, wow, that's a really cool product, right? That's super important. That initial, scroll stopper, right? You're scrolling on social media, TikTok, or whatever the case may be, seeing that product that makes you want to stop and go, "Wow, I can't believe they thought of that," right? So that's super important when you're identifying winning products. And just as important is to make sure you don't try to pick products that are super available everywhere else, right? Like if you go to Amazon or whatever your local big store in your country. Make sure those products are not easily available on the shelf, right? You don't want to compete with people where they would see your product and say, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to go to the store to buy a bunch of
commodities."
Sell that product. Yeah, we want unique kind of products, right? And you also want products that perhaps have that look where they have a lot of value, right? Like for example, let's say you're trying to sell watches. And you're not trying to sell a Rolex, but you're trying to sell watches that are lower price watches. You want to drop ship watches. It's important when you are picking these watches to pick something that has the look of a really valuable item, right? You don't want to pick watches that look really mundane and average. You want things that have that perceived value, right? So it looks like it's the perceived value of this product is higher than the actual price that you can buy it from, like, let's say, AliExpress or CDA dropshipping, right? So it's important to also pick products that have a perceived value, right? Another super important, and this is like almost like a cheat code when picking products, is that pick products that have already an audience attached. So what I mean by that, pick, let's say, a pet niche. I love the pet niche because I love pets. I actually have one of my pets sitting on my lap right now.
Okay.
So I love the pet niche because you're literally, it's like a cheat code. You're literally bringing an audience straight with that product. So when I see something for my pet, for my cat or my dog, I'll spend any kind of money on it because I love my animals, right? They're part of the family. So I don't really, the price doesn't engage me as much as if I was buying like a table or something like that, where I'm like, oh, do I really need that table? So it's also important when you are building, let's say, a niche store, to pick a niche that already has some heat behind it. Obviously, you know, on Seller Trend, you can see all the top niches. But like, you know, fashion and beauty, pets, you know, home decor, these are top niches that you already have an audience built in. But definitely pets and things of that nature are definitely have a really engaged audience, right? That is going to make it a lot easier for you not to sell the initial winning product, but also to sell some complementary product when you are building up your product page and have related products. So, you know, these are just a few of the elements, and I don't want to, I can talk for, obviously, you can see I can talk for hours about this. So I'm gonna cut it there, but these are some of the things that you really have to pay attention when you're building your store.
Awesome. Yeah, I actually want to make a little emphasis on the last few points you mentioned, because I feel that's where most people drop the ball, which is regarding the audience, because sometimes they use and actually implement the mistakes you mentioned, which is they go by passion. They maybe are within a specific niche, are very passionate about a product, but they don't do the diligence around, is it actually an audience or an avatar that is looking to purchase this product in the first place? And they just make a decision without actually looking at the data, which is actually one of the fundamental mistakes and one of the main things a product needs to have in the first place to go viral. But then the other thing you also mentioned, which is super interesting, is the accessories that go beyond a product, because I feel that actually thinks beyond that initial product, right? It's like, what ecosystem I'm going to be able to create around a product, which at the end of the day, that's what a brand is all about. It's a brand, not only that singularity in terms of that first product, but what you give me in exchange within my universe as a brand, like lifestyle, accessories, and all of that. So pinpoint on that last idea, like when you're looking for a product that can go viral and making a vertical towards accessories, based on that, is there a specific category? I know you mentioned pets and all of that, but is there a specific category based on your experience that is most profitable with a business model? Because I could think on top of my head that maybe supplements is something that has a lot of upsell, because you buy vitamin C, they upsell vitamin D, and then it's vitamin blah, 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 blah. So there's different niches that allow more upsell and accessories. So what is your take on that as well?
Yeah, so you know, I 100%, you nailed it. I 100% agree with you. You got to go with the data. And that's why Sell the Trend has always been based on actual data, right? I even said it from the beginning is, you know, we don't suppose anything. We don't put our own feeling about these winning products. Sometimes you can look at a product and you can say to yourself, like, this is not a winning product, but the data shows that it is a winning product. There's X amount of stores buying it. There is reviews. There's engagement. There is social media activity. There's for whatever reason, that particular product is really capturing people's attention. And that's why looking at data is very important. So going back to what you asked, also the same thing when picking a niche, it's also important to look at the data. For example, you know, some people can say, hey, I love, let's say, knitting or something like that, right? You know, I like to make my own sweaters or whatever. And I like the knitting niche, right? So it's any niche really could be valid. But if you are just starting out and you are not that experienced in, you know, maybe finding products or upselling or really building an entire business, you know, we don't recommend that you go with a niche that, you know, maybe is your passion niche, but maybe start off with something that is going to at least get your feet wet and be able to build something that is going to have a lot more interest in it initially, right? But like I said, any audience is valid, right? Any audience is valid. And especially if you have a super passion about something, I'm not saying don't do it, right? I'm just trying to say, again, how are you going to make it, especially if you're starting out, how are you going to make it easier on yourself? And then what you said also is super important is that you have to build a business around your product. You have to always thinking about you're building a business. Do not think of this short term, like I'm going to find a winning product and I'm going to make $1 million and I'm going to be set and I'm going to be done, right? Because, you know, like any business, it's not guaranteed you're going to find that one product that's going to make you $1 million, because there's, you know, many steps, right? Sell the trend, we can give you the products, but there's also marketing. There's also, you have to build your store. Are you creating an email list? Like all these elements, are you upselling? Are you creating quantity breaks, you know, on your products? All of these little extra, you know, things that you do. And if you go to Amazon, there are the masters of all of this, right? The masters of upselling, the masters of tweaking the platform so that it gets the most amount of you know, revenue per visitor, right? So there's definitely some things that, again, we recommend in our courses and we show in our courses, whether it's the marketing courses or the dropshipping courses that come with Sell the Trend. We show you that, hey, you need to start building an email list. Why is that important? Because building an email list is a lot cheaper than you having to go out there and market and spend TikTok ads or Facebook ads to grab a brand new customer, right? So there's all of these things that that are important for you to do when you are trying to build a niche store and try to make it successful. And, you know, that's some always something that I've always said is that these are the, you know, these boring, you know, not as exciting things that you need to do on your store is what's going to make you successful, right? Finding the winning product is the first step, but how are you going to sustain that and how you're going to build a business around that is doing some of these boring things like building an email list, like upselling, like doing quantity breaks on product, right? So those are the definitely keys when building a niche store.
Awesome. Now, I will assume as well that when it comes to finding a trendy product, of course, one of the elements I will say is also important is how easy is this product to go viral from the perspective of using social media, right? And how how influencer friendly, maybe we can say, is this product, right? Because I guess it's not the same that you want to go and then something that is relatively big, like maybe a table or a furniture or some home decor that is big to show on camera, compared to something that is typical you can show on a camera very fast on an Instagram live or whatever. So I guess that's also some of the things that might support the rate at which some of this product can go viral, right? So in your experience, that also an element you take in consideration, like how easy 100%. This product is to showcase in social media and all that.
That is the entire purpose of nailing that wow factor product, especially if you're talking about trying to go viral on TikTok. I mean, it's almost crucial, and especially TikTok, which is a platform that is notorious for having things go viral. Unexpected things go viral, right? So it's important to, and also going back on what you're saying, it's important to not get discouraged and to really be really persevere in your business. So what I mean by that is that, let's say you find a great product on SolidTrend. It's got all the numbers and looks great. Let's say you go create your own content or you get a creator to create some UGC content for you.
Yeah.
It's important to basically test that product and believe in that product and believe that you are going to get that product to be successful and not give up on it right away and saying, oh, I put out one TikTok and it didn't go viral. This product sucks. This is not going to work for me. This is horrible, right? So it's important to say, okay, I believe in this product. This is a great, has the viral quality. Maybe you even saw it go viral somewhere else, but not too many, right? You don't want a completely saturated product that everybody's already sell, like too many people are selling. You saw maybe one other creator, have success with this, but your video is, not as good. Keep iterating, work on new videos, create new TikToks. Let's say you're doing TikTok or Facebook or whatever. It's important to, to persevere in really any business, but definitely also in dropshipping. The good thing about dropshipping is that the barrier of entry is super low. You don't really need to spend a lot of money to get started in dropshipping. So you really need to, whatever budget you have, you really need to really invest it in yourself and your belief in your business and try different videos. Spend the time to create different TikToks and all that kind of stuff. So, but picking that initial product, something that if you saw it on TikTok, it's going to make you want to stop and watch the video maybe 3 or 4 times. Those are the kind of products that you really should really experiment with on some of these social media platforms.
Yeah, for sure. I think another thing that is also interesting of the dropshipping model is that, first of all, as you said, the barrier entry is low, but not only that, it allows you the opportunity to discover a winning product that then you can be convert into a private label, create your own brand around that and go actually more from the perspective of a brand, right, than only flipping it, right? So, and again, it's a numbers game, as you say, is the more products you do, the more chance you give yourself for that luck to meet with your expertise and blow it out of the park, right? And that's super important. Now, another thing that I feel is very important with products that go viral and are trendy is also we need to be mindful of maybe the compliance that it comes with it, right? Because depending on certain products, they might trigger certain compliance or certain kind of certifications. We saw that during COVID, right? Everybody started selling masks and then all these masks were not certified. Lots of people going to big trouble. So I know that's also a big factor that is important when it comes to trendy products. You have to make sure that you have all the paperwork to some extent to make it work. So how does is also a decision-making factor onto the product? Like to make it simple, depending on the complexity of the product, will that make a trendy product less attractive compared to a simple product? Like, it's not the same, a fidget spinner that is a very simple product compared to maybe, I don't know, like a new wax remover in the ear that is more technological, more sensitive because it can damage somebody's ear. That's also becoming trendy. Like, I would prefer the fidget spinner. There's less things that can go wrong, if you see what I mean. Is that also something you take in consideration?
100%. So think of it, a lot of this stuff, you have to be very, just kind of common sense about it. That's why on Sell the Trend, we do a couple of things to kind of, help with that, right? So we don't have any brand names show up on our platform, right? So we have, Nike, you're not going to find Nike, you're not going to find Puma, you're not going to find any brand names. So there's no problems, at least with some of these copyright problems. So right off the bat, you're safe, kind of looking through the millions of products that we have on Sell the Trend, completely safe in terms of that part. In terms of the other part that you mentioned, which is, we don't have supplements. We've already kind of re-removed some of these, like, we don't want to really
sensitive.
We don't want our customers to have to even think about some of these things, right? But you mentioned something like a wax remover. We do have some of these products on there. Again, they're popular, and some people want to sell them, and we don't. We feel like that's one of some of these products that, maybe you have to be cautious a little bit about if you have a little bit more experience, a little bit more customer service experience, because some of these things might get returned or and I agree with you 100%. If you're starting out, go with very safe, very, not medical, where you don't have to touch people's faces or anything like that. Be common sense about it.
The dumbest product.
As you gain more experience, you can sell whatever you want. You've got your feet under you a little bit more. So, but I agree with you. Yeah. So, for sure. To be honest with you, you keep mentioning the fidget spinner, and this is really funny. The first landing page that we built for Sell the Trend in 2019, one of the actual examples we were talking about, if you had found the fidget spinner before anyone else back in whatever, 2017 or whatever the hell it was popular, how much money would you have made? And that's the truth, right? And that's what the power of Sell the Trend is, like finding that fidget spinner. And then, we have one of our members, which was featured in a PayPal article, found this unique pet item and has been making $6,000 or $7,000 from his store weekly because of that product. He kind of found his own fidget spinner on Sell the Trend and has been able to kind of build an entire pet store around it. So those products still exist, right? Those products still exist, and they're super exciting when you do find them, and it can help your business immensely, obviously.
Awesome. Now, I think other of the things that comes with finding a trendy product, which is a good issue to have, is I'm sure you may encounter the situation that sometimes these products are prototypes to some extent, that this manufacturer just releasing these new products, kind of trendy. And at the same time, you might encounter sometimes the issue that if the product becomes too viral, maybe the manufacturer wasn't ready to really cope with that volume, right? So I guess when things like that happen, like because I'm sure this is going to happen to a lot of people when they find a trendy product, what is your advice on that? Like, will you say, as soon as you start identifying a trendy product, start having multiple options already in the back end when it comes to backups for manufacturing? Like, what is your advice for that?
That's a great question. So, on Sell the Trend, we have ratings for all the suppliers, right? Whether it's an AliExpress supplier or, and we also partner up with CJ Dropshipping, and they're obviously amazing. And what's really good about CJ Dropshipping is that they have agents that are dedicated to your account, right? So if you've ever had a situation where, I'm running out of stock or whatever, they have agents there to help you. And the same thing with AliExpress. Maybe they don't, they don't have agents that are ready there, but each store on AliExpress, we have ratings for all those stores. So you can kind of see, before you actually import a product to your Sell the Trend store, to kind of vet the supplier in terms of, the quality and stuff like that. So it's important to be conscious of that. And we have some tools inside Sell the Trend that allow you to see those kind of suppliers. And also having backup suppliers as well, right? So, if it's a trending product, you're going to find more suppliers that have that product available, and you should definitely always have backup suppliers. And on Sell the Trend, you can see backup suppliers and all that kind of stuff. So very good question, because that's one of those things where it's like, you want that to happen to you, because that means you found that product that is really working for your audience and making a lot of money. So that's a good problem to have. It's one of those like good problems to have. But also sometimes it can become stressful because you have orders, you have people waiting for their stuff, and you're trying to find that supplier. So having backups and having good suppliers is definitely key for that.
Awesome. And now coming towards an end, I see, like, I mean, we all see this, AI is taking over in so many areas, specifically e-commerce. And I feel AI is definitely the backbone, specifically when it comes to figuring out strategies, marketing, finding products, especially in 2024. I was actually having a look at, and you guys are also a power when it comes to that. So tell us a little bit about how you feel AI is actually now helping evolve the procedure of finding a product that got trendy. Like, what is AI doing in this instance that's facilitating, actually providing better insights now to consumers? Yeah.
Sure, sure. So we were using AI before AI was buzzworthy, you know, since the beginning, right? And we were always using it to basically give us a leg up when it comes to product discovery and finding products, right? So we're feeding we've been in the business for so long now. We've seen like thousands and thousands of winning products. We have data about all those products. So we're always feeding that into our model to find out, you know, what makes a winning product, okay, right? So we're feeding that into the model, and then we're getting the recommendations, and that's helping us, find the recommendations for the products. But beyond just product discovery, I personally absolutely on the AI bandwagon. Like I told you, we've been using it from before, but definitely some of these, you know, definitely the new explosion of AI and in terms of content generation and some of these other things, image recognition and all those kind of things. We're literally all in. We have, you know, using Sellotrend, we have something called AI Brand Builder. You can generate product descriptions in different voices in different languages. You can generate even social media posts. So if you're, you know, want to generate your Facebook posts, X posts and all that kind of stuff, you can do it all with one click. It will, you know, all you have to do is just give it the product. It'll generate all this content for you, and you're ready to kind of post and ready to go. We're also using it for when we are loading customer reviews onto our Sell the Trend store. So when you are trying to, you know, create a product page, we always recommend that you have customer reviews, you know, for social proof. So people can feel like, okay, other people have bought this. I can buy it. It's safe to buy it because other people have bought it. So we're also using that to load the correct, obviously, reviews for the correct product. And also when talking about a previous item, you were talking about having backup suppliers. We have something called the AI Supplier Finder, which allows you to find backup suppliers. So, you know, you just give it the product and say, hey, show me other suppliers that are selling this product. And then you can have all your backup suppliers right there. So we are 100% all in on AI, because think of it this way. It's like anything that's going to make it easier for our customers to get the job done, so they don't have to focus on all the mundane tasks. Like, remember how much of a headache it was to write a product description that is.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, it's now it's a lot easier. And, you know, some of the algorithms that we have for our product descriptions, you can create a product description in multiple type of techniques, right? So if, you know, we have multiple techniques for our product descriptions, and then we're showing you different type of angles of how to write a product description, all with literally with one click. You have different options, so you can choose the one that you like best in terms of the kind of product descriptions you want to show on your store. So we are 100% all in. And it's all across all the trend from the beginning.
Nice. I mean, Rush, like, this is such an amazing episode. Like, we learned so much about, you know, finding trendy products, which I feel, as I said from the very beginning, is the backbone of any e-commerce business. I know we're only scratching the surface because this can go so deep. But, you know, at the same time, we provide a ton of value to our community. So thank you so much for that. And to conclude, I just want you to take a few minutes so you can also explain, you know, how people can reach out to you and also how they can work with your company, you know, in terms of Sell the Trend, figure out the winning products and how they can start their journey with your platform as well. Yeah,
sure. Absolutely. So, you know, sellthetrend.com, you know, you can start a trial, and our trials are 100%, 100% free. You know, you don't have to pay anything. If you're not happy, you know, after the trial expires, you can just cancel, and, you know, no issues. And then we want people to try it, right? We want people to go to Sell the Trend, give it a try, and see if they can build their entire business using Sell the Trend. Mm-hmm. And I like to say Sell the Trend is literally, if you're not building your business on using Sell the Trend platform, you're literally wasting your money, because you would literally have to spend multiple platforms.
Hours and hours.
And configure it and make sure that this, you know, app works with this, with all
it's
these
a mess. Platforms.
It's a mess. With Sell the Trend, it's one click. And you can reach me, LinkedIn. Just look for me, Rush Sell the Trend on LinkedIn. You can reach us on our socials, all of our socials are the exact same as our name. So, you know, Instagram at Sell the Trend, you know, TikTok at Sell the Trend. All the socials are available for you. And again, I want to thank not only you, but also your audience for giving me this opportunity to talk about, you know, Sell the Trend, and hope to see all of you, you know, on the platform.
Yeah, thank you so much, Russ. So wish you all the best. I'm sure this is just the beginning for you guys. So I'm sure you're going to kill it. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you for the knowledge. And looking forward to having the next one. Yeah. Take care, bro.
Absolutely. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.